This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Come for the riddles, stay for the answers to the riddles. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keith.
I like that one, Adel.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be playing the role of Old Man Puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, something I want to bring up right away. Aaron, a few episodes ago, you were saying that our target demographic was, I don't know if you remember this, you said our target demo was cats who dress like humans.
Who decided to go to work.
Who decided to join the workforce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking over the past week that maybe, and I'm just pitching this, we don't have to do it. I thought maybe our mascot for the show could be Riddy Kitty.
Is that a cat in human clothes?
It's a cat in human clothes who joined the workforce, who listens to our show. And that's our mascot, Riddy Kitty.
Riddy Kitty.
Riddy Kitty. I like it, especially if the cat is on, like, commuting to work with little kitty headphones in and is, like, holding on to a thing on the train, just, like, listening to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Okay. And that's, all of that is dependent on whether or not you enjoy it. It has to be holding on.
Yeah, it has to be holding on.
It has to be stabilizing
itself.
That's
how you stabilize on a train.
What if it's not stabilizing? What if the cat's sitting down on the train?
I don't like it.
Okay, so Riddy, I like Riddy Kitty. I'm going to throw an alternate pitch out there. It's Kid Riddles.
okay. Kid. It's not Kittles?
It's not Kittles. It's Kid
Kittles and Bits?
It's Kid Riddles. Kid Riddles is a cool backwards hat wearing skateboarding teen who also...
So far you've described yourself.
Who also happens to be a cat.
Okay, I'm
dressing
listening.
Up as a boy so he could go to school and learn.
Standing
how.
In front of a girl, asking her for a puzzy.
For a puzzy.
I think someone out there draw both, and then we'll do. Can you do voting stuff on Twitter? I don't know what it is.
No, they took voting away.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Because Trump.
Okay. Well. Uh oh.
Because Trump.
You can vote on Instagram.
And
follow
twins.
Our Instagram. Hey, Riddle Riddle. Is that it?
Yes.
And then we'll put both images up, and then you can decide our mascot.
It's Riddy Kitty.
I don't know, because JPC said something.
I don't
else.
Know. Kid Riddles is pretty cool.
I think it's Riddy Kitty.
I think a lot of people are really into Kid Riddles.
Well, we'll see.
He
we'll put
solves
it up to
mysteries. He solves murders.
JPC, what percentage of America's youth do you think is going to dress up as Kid Riddles this Halloween?
69, my man.
Good percentage.
Fortnite, dab.
Let's go ahead and get started. So I'm going to do some quick lightning round puzzies. This is just to warm up your brain juices.
Okay.
And here we go. Where can you finish a book before you finish a sentence?
Where can you finish a book before you finish a sentence? Finland.
The last page.
I was just talking to someone the other day who said...
Brag.
I was talking to someone the other day who's from Copenhagen, and they said that the prince of Denmark, whenever he goes out to eat...
Is that like the artist prince like mm-hmm. of Denmark?
Yeah. There's a musician in Denmark who
five foot
is
tall
their
and sexual.
thank you for clarifying sexual or non-sexual.
Yes.
But they're saying that the Prince of Denmark, whenever he goes out to eat, when a waiter comes up and says, like, are you finished? He'll say, no, I'm Danish.
Ah.
So just know that you're as funny as the Prince of Denmark.
We finish each other's smorgasbords. Where can you finish a book before you finish a sentence?
That was what I said.
Anywhere.
That's correct. No. Come on.
Oh.
Where can you
said it like it was
where
real.
Can you finish a book before you finish a sentence?
a book. What is another thing that a book can be besides like a novel?
I think
novel?
You have to focus on the other word.
Sentence?
Finish?
Mm-hmm. Oh, prison.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or jail.
In prison or jail.
Yes.
You can finish a book before you finish a sentence. Do you know the difference between prison and jail?
Yes, I do.
I've been in both.
That's the difference?
Yeah.
The difference is you've been in both?
I've been in both.
Do you know the difference between prison and jail?
I do.
Jail has seeds. That's an inside joke.
You can't prison your...
Yeah, let's not say it.
Yeah. You know the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery?
Location.
My dad's not there.
Location.
What loses its head in the morning and gets it back at night? What loses its head in the morning and gets it back at night?
JPC.
An erection?
What?
Ugh. Oh, beer.
What loses its head in the morning and gets it back at night?
It's like a cat, like a hat. No, like the head is... Okay, hold on.
Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry, Aaron?
No, don't. It's too early. It's too early for a dead stop. I haven't had my coffee yet. It's too early for a dead stop.
Oh, too early for coffee.
Can we get a mug that says, don't talk to me until I've had my dead stop?
Don't talk to me until I've had my fuzzies and ritties. Hashtag kid with us.
Okay, all right.
What loses its head in the morning and gets it back at night? Now, remember, these are warm-up riddles.
Okay, now I know that this is wrong, and I know I'm going to catch flack on the internet, but is it my freaking wife? loses its head in the morning and gets it back at night?
Mm-hmm.
The headboard of a bed.
You're very hot.
Is it hot? What loses its head?
Mm-hmm.
Pillow.
That's what it is.
Fuck my shit right up. It's pillow.
Well.
Location.
Let's do one more.
Okay, one more. And this will get my brain working.
Okay.
So far it has not been. Here we go. I sit in a corner and travel around the world. What am I?
A hot air balloon. Oh, I know this one.
A globe.
It's a globe.
I sit in a corner and travel around the world.
Is it a globe?
What am I? It's not a globe.
The internet.
What was it? The internet?
The internet.
I sit in a corner and travel around the world. Is it a prison as well?
Ritty Kitty says,
Oh, God.
That meow stinks.
I think all of the listeners can agree that I should be the voice of Ritty Kitty and not that terrifying.
Okay, let's try it out. We need a line that we can all try out as Ritty Kitty.
That's perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, that's perfect. Now do you want to try it as Ritty Kitty and not your voice at all?
I do, but I also want to say when it gets around to you, we better not fucking hear It's a Living.
Okay, cool. Pooch the joke.
Okay, so we're going to say it's perfect.
Yeah.
Here's my audition for Ritty Kitty. It's perfect.
Okay, Aaron.
It's perfect.
Wait, I want to redo mine.
No, I want to do mine. This is Alan Alda. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Wait, Ritty Kitty, come over here. Let me unzip. It's Zip? Alan Alda.
No, I want to do my
with
Ritty Kitty.
With a backwards hat and a skateboard.
Aaron's still trying to do Ritty Kitty.
Yeah. Why, it's perfect.
Very Dickensian.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Meow. It's perfect.
Okay, it's...
It should sound like Snarf from Thundercats, right?
It's
perfect.
It sits in a corner of a room and travels across the world.
I sit in a corner and travel around the world. It does... You added room. It doesn't sit in the corner of a room.
Everything.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Corner of a universe. Earth.
I sit in a corner and I travel around the world. If you gave me that answer on a sheet of paper, I would do this. Poomf. And it would say incorrect with ink. I would do that.
You have a stamp that says incorrect?
Wait, what do I have?
A stamp. A passport.
You're correct.
Sits in a corner.
Nope, it's a stamp. I sit in a corner and travel around the world.
It's a stamp. JPC looks like he's about to fight Adel.
That brings us to our segment.
Closest I've ever come.
Our segment we're doing for the first time. How's everybody doing? Are we okay? Are we cool?
Yeah, we needed to introduce this segment a long time ago.
Real quick, are we cool?
Yeah, I think we're all cool.
I think we're cool. I think you two are not cool. JPC looked mad about that.
I was mad about you in that I couldn't...
that you got a Paul Reiser tattoo?
Yeah, and then I couldn't figure that out because that's very clever. And it did get my brain warmed up.
Mm.
So I think it accomplished its stated objective.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Ritty Kitty, what do you have to say?
It's just fine.
Aaron just gave me the finger. What was that about?
No, that was Ritty Kitty.
That was Ritty Kitty.
Yeah. Let's get into the main flow.
I haven't found Ritty Kitty's voice. You listeners are hearing me workshop it.
Can we vote for that on Periscope?
No, you can't. Because of Trump, there's no more voting.
I'm Calla Cool.
Is that Kid Riddles?
It's Kid Riddles.
My name is Kid.
My name is Ritty Kitty.
Let's say on Periscope, we're going to hold an hour-long audition.
Yes.
For what Ritty Kitty's going to sound like. But we don't have a Periscope account yet.
And I'm happy to commit to things that I'll never do.
Here we go. We're going to get into, we've been playing in rivers and streams that we're used to. Now we're going to dump it into the ocean. This is the big leagues. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yeah. Big leagues and ocean. You know sports.
Mm-hmm. Kevin was bragging about his church's baseball team. He said three of our players hit home runs, and two of those home runs were hit with the bases loaded. Our guys won 9-0, and not a single man crossed home plate. How is this possible?
The men that crossed home plate were married?
That's correct.
No
way. Is that
way.
Really correct?
They were all married.
They were all married?
I said that to be a jerk.
So the team won 9-0, meaning they scored 9 runs, but not a single man crossed the plate because they were all married.
I was going to say they were all women because women can play baseball too.
You know what?
A league of their own?
No. A league of their own.
A league of them both.
I was half listening and I picked out one word.
Can you repeat that first part?
The only word that Aaron ever picks out.
There's church and there's baseball. And then single people, they're married.
It was a mixer.
Aaron walks in a room and clocks wedding rings. That's the one thing that she picks out.
I'm
anywhere.
Trying to marry for money. If you already have a ring.
Unless it's a nice ring.
You own a motorboat?
Yeah, and in which case, hello, I'm your third wife.
Hello, third wife.
If you like it, then you should put another ring on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say that you notice someone's shoes first. No, no, no. Someone's ring.
Yeah. I always notice shoes first, hair last.
I'm trying to be married by the end of the sentence.
we should say that Aaron's Skyping in from prison.
From jail.
From jail. I'm so sorry.
It's all about
what was
location.
Your crime again?
Being too perfect.
I sentence you to being too perfect.
Here we go. Professor Kevin was giving a lecture on the life of aristocrats in the 19th century. It was during a large festive gathering of nobility, began Kevin, when a fairly common occurrence took place. The queen suddenly attacked and killed the king. The crowd watched the entire scene and then casually continued their party. In what situation in the 19th century would a crowd be so casual about the queen killing the king?
Did you say 17th century?
19th century. And it makes all the difference.
Yes, it does.
So it's the 1800s.
So I think that I have an answer.
How are these so easy for you two, and yet my warm-up
reels were so hard? Well,
so
you
hard.
Warmed us up, dumbass, if you didn't want us to
it's
be warm.
It's my own fault.
Okay, so the crowd watched the queen murder the king?
Yep.
Does it say what country this takes place in?
It does not.
Damn. Can you read the riddle one more time?
We'll say it's Denmark.
Gotcha.
Is it a play?
That's what I was going to say.
Professor Kevin was giving a lecture on the life of aristocrats in the 19th century. It was during a large festive gathering of nobility, began Kevin, when a fairly common occurrence took place. The queen suddenly attacked and killed the king. The crowd watched the entire scene and then casually continued their party. In what situation in the 19th century would a crowd be so casual about the queen killing the king?
Yeah, my guess is they were watching like... a play.
They're watching a beehive.
Nope, it was during Coachella. That's why everyone was so casual. And Queen was the Van Queen.
And it was
and
the
they
Van Queen.
Murdered
they murdered
Elvis Presley.
I'm getting the timelines crossed.
To me, it seems like it's a play.
Mm-hmm. On words.
It's not cards.
Oh, the Queen attacked, did it say, or kills?
Killed.
Killed. So the queen.
Well, the queen suddenly attacked and killed the king.
She was attacking and
chess.
Killing. Yeah.
That's it.
I really wanted to say it was killing some king crab legs. All of a sudden, the queen goes to town on some crab.
The queen goes to Alaska and she just snarfs down. Just
snarf down. Riddle kitty.
It's perfect.
Ask me if I liked that one.
Aaron, did you like that one?
Chess.
Oh.
What is it? Yeah, the answer was chess. But did you like
it? Did you like the riddle?
Hey, Ritty Kitty, did you like that one?
Chess.
Chess.
let's see a scene where JPC, you're a king chess piece. Aaron, okay. You're the queen chess piece. And you're two just pieces on the board. And you're the last two left.
Interesting.
She's just cleaning in here.
Yeah?
Look, you're going to protect me, right? Susie, it was nothing. She's a servant.
What? Okay.
Look, let's not fuck around.
Cheater says what?
I didn't...
Cheater says what?
I didn't cheat.
Cheater says what?
Okay, look, it was... We were just doing a standard, you know, a castle swap where... Look, she's a bishop. She was protecting me. I'm the king, okay?
And I'm the queen.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm the queen.
I know.
Who's the most powerful?
You are.
Say that again.
You are. You're the most powerful,
who
okay?
Who cheats on a queen?
Wow.
A dummy?
Someone's being catty.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay, Melissa, please don't. Not now.
I thought it would be funny to.
Why would you
to bring
think
some
that
levity.
Would be funny?
Because we fucked.
Jesus Christ! No, no, Melissa,
king me.
You happy?
Not quite.
What do you want?
I've got one more person to kill.
Oh yeah, you want to kill me?
Yeah.
You want to kill me? What will you do when I'm gone?
When. Stop throwing up on yourself from
no,
fear. Let me kill you.
I had a big dinner.
No, you're. Oh, this is disgusting. You're making my job very easy. I kill.
Goodbye, cheese ball. Goodbye.
Scene. I like at the end when you got stabbed, you turn into John Travolta.
A cheese ball.
Oh,
Sandy. Oh.
Here we go. Here's our next one. This is going to be a continuation almost. Think of it as almost a continuation.
Okay. My brain is ready
thematically
for
only.
Almost a continuation.
Kevin and Kevin played chess. They played 7 games, each won the same number of games, and there weren't any draws or stalemates. How could this happen?
It's going to sound like a dumb question, maybe. What's a stalemate?
Stalemate is like a tie.
Okay.
It's like a tie, so it's like
it goes around your neck.
Right? You both made like a,
What?
No,
what?
I just saw both of them start reaching for their necks to make this joke.
Kevin 1 and Kevin 2 played chess. They played 7 games, each won the same number of games, and there weren't any draws or stalemates. How could this happen? How happen?
Okay, so they played 7 games total, and they had an even number of wins.
Doesn't say that.
No,
I'm
they
sorry.
Each won...
Kevin and Kevin played chess. They played 7 games, each won the same number of games, and there weren't any draws or stalemates.
It doesn't say
how could
many
this have
they
happened?
Won,
yeah,
it each, says they each won the same number
each
of games.
Each won the same number of games.
And there
games,
were 7 games.
And there weren't any draws or stalemates. So, yeah, oh, I got
does
it.
Does it say they're playing each other in it?
Yeah. Mm-mm. So here's what happened is they both got too pissed off during each one of the games that they just wiped the board with their hand, which is what I do when I play chess because it's a game for
that's
losers.
What I do when I play
and you
Risk.
Play with mostly kids, right?
Well, yeah, but these kids are losers and they think that they're better than me, but I can drive and smoke drugs. So anyway, I would clear
this podcast has been a sting. You're under arrest.
I clear the frickin' board and then there is no winner and there is no loser and it's not a stalemate because the game is ruined.
Oh, Aaron was right. They weren't playing each other.
Okay, who were they playing?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Well, then I demand a recount.
Oh, this wasn't a vote.
I'm two other Kevins.
I demand we take
that
the...
That one was really good. That took me... That hurt my brain for a second. It felt like it was going to be a math thing.
It felt like it was going to be a math?
Yeah.
Okay.
What that mean?
What?
Like, you know, I just was... Like, my brain was like, oh, I'm not doing the numbers well, correctly in this. When really, it was just... A lateral thinking problem. Hi, welcome to...
Hi, welcome to Riddle... Hi, Riddle.
Hi, Riddle, meow,
welcome
meow.
Welcome to Kitty Riddy.
Oh, boy.
Can someone change my riddle box?
You look so terrified.
Here we go.
Someone change my riddle box.
You know, can someone change box? My riddle diaper? Yeah. Yeah.
It's a riddle bit funny, this feeling inside.
It's a riving.
It's a riddle.
I don't think I'm going to win this.
Two sisters are we. Oh, this is going to be a bit of like a like a true kind of old timey riddle.
I'm sorry. So this is a true riddle from the old times. So versus so like you were born 1971.
Two sisters are we. One is dark and one is fair. In twin towers dwelling, we're quite the pair. One from land and one from sea. Tell us truly, who are we? Two sisters are we. One is dark and one is fair. In twin towers dwelling, we're quite the pair. One from land and one from sea. Tell us truly, who are we?
The whale sisters.
Woo.
One of them's an elephant, land whale. One of them's a whale, sea whale.
You know how everybody calls elephants land whales?
Land whale. When you see an elephant.
It feels like whenever Adel reads a riddle, JPC says something so ridiculous. So my brain starts thinking, and then JPC, it's just like you're knocking two trash can lids
my
together.
My strategy is I'm getting you out of your head, and I'm hopefully confusing the hell out of the listeners as well. This is a pre-9/11 riddle because the Twin Towers are still up.
Mm-hmm. One of the last few remaining pre-9/11 riddles.
One is two sisters.
So here's what you basically need to know.
Or two daughters.
Two sisters.
Two sisters.
So one is dark and one is fair.
Okay.
Cool. Got it. One's dark, one's fair. They're quite the pair. One is from land and one is from sea. So one's from land, one's from sea. One is light, one is dark. Or dark and fair.
Dark, fair, land, sea. So the moon.
And they're a pair in towers.
The moon's reflection in the water is dark and fair in the sky.
And if you want to ask questions, I'll answer any questions, yes or no.
Can you read the tower part again?
In twin towers dwelling, we're quite the pair.
Are they human?
No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Two sisters, non-human.
So what does dark and fair make you think of?
Light and dark, like moon and sun.
The light and dark's more along the track. Keep going with that.
Piano keys.
Yeah. Even better, but name it.
Guitar.
But no. What are the colors on piano keys?
White and black.
Mm-hmm.
White and black.
Mm-hmm. And now think of one from land, one from sea, and they're in towers, and they're a pair.
Lighthouses are white.
Those are called white houses?
White houses.
Is this a chess thing?
Mm-mm. But along the same lines.
So it's land and sea,
mm-hmm.
and white and black, and they're mm-hmm. sisters.
Mm-hmm.
What is white and black from land and from sea?
Do you want me to give you a hint?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but...
Do you want Riddy Kitty to give you a hint?
No, 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 no. We want...
Riddy Kitty says...
I'm marking my territory.
No, we want Riddy Kitty to die. Okay. Aaron, what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking... Because he said sort of when I said chess. So I'm thinking like... Along the lines of like a game or like a story.
Yeah, and but the land and the sea?
Yeah, that's the part that's throwing me.
It's Paul Revere.
Yeah, one if by land, two if by sea.
And I can't, the second you said that, I was thinking a mermaid, but that's just me wanting to think about mermaids.
It's not a human. Is it living? Mm-hmm. Are these things living? So they're inanimate objects?
They're inanimate objects.
Enameled orb jorts.
Okay.
So they're inanimate objects, one's from land, one's from sea, and they're sisters.
Sisters.
They're related. They're mm-hmm. next to each
they're,
other.
They're a pair. They're a pair, we'll
white
say.
White and black. Is the black from land?
Yes.
And the white is from sea.
Mm-hmm.
Salt?
Most common. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that
salt
right?
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. salt and pepper. You could... I think that you could have pushed.
Push it real good.
Hey, riddle, riddle.
Spinderella. Let's do a scene.
Let's be honest. That sucked.
I like that one. It took me a while.
Yeah, I thought to crank up the difficulty level since you two were flying through the other ones I had.
Yeah, we certainly cranked that one off.
Can we see a scene where you two are salt and pepper shakers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on the table of, you're in the green room of Salt and Peppa,
mm-hmm.
the okay. hip hop duo.
Yeah.
Trio, really.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, Susie, I didn't fork her, okay?
Stop being so salty.
Oh, I'm being salty? You're just peppering in all of these little snipes everywhere we go.
Okay, but you think you're good on everything. Just because I'm a little unusual and I'm not for everyone.
I love you, okay? We just spooned. No. We spent one knife together. What do you want from me?
You're so popular, and you're the charismatic one, and you're the one who's constantly everywhere, and I'm, like, sort of some places, you know? And, like, I kind of need you.
I need you, too. This wasn't even sexual. She's a cousin of mine. I basically just took a nap with a kin.
I feel like I'm playing catch-up all of the time with you.
Hold on, I must push this turd out. Let me go take a quick shit.
No, not right now. Don't, you can't.
I can't take a quick shit?
No.
Susie, I can't take a quick shit in my own house?
No.
Fine.
When we fight, you always leave the room when we fight.
It's okay, follow me. We have a ranch-style house. It won't take you very far to get to where I'm going.
Spicy.
Scene. Spicy.
Spicy.
You're really good at that.
Oh, thank you.
I just felt like I was sword fighting with someone who's better at sword fighting with me. I'm like, this is exciting.
It felt like you were being killed by a man with a sword.
Yep.
Let's go on to the next one here. I just want to apologize for this one in advance. I think this is going to lose us a lot of listeners.
Definitely still read it then, bud.
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing I've said about our listeners, and this is historically, you quote me on this, put it on the record, is they fucking suck. They're a bunch of shits.
I know this is controversial, but I like them a lot. And I'm on their side.
All right, guys. If you're Team Aaron, hashtag keep it real.
If you're Team JPC, you don't need one because no one's Team JPC.
Why would anyone be?
Here's what I'll say. Our episode so far, every single episode of this podcast has been flawless. There's nowhere else to go. What do you want us to do? We set the bar at 100%.
Yeah, and we put in 100% effort, too.
So here we go. As Kevin boarded his flight to Israel, he noticed an old acquaintance at the back of the plane. He shouted a greeting to his friend by name, then knocked on the cockpit door to say hello to one of the pilots, who was also an old friend. Several moments later, Kevin was arrested. Why? Mm-hmm. Kevin boarded his flight to Israel. He noticed an old acquaintance at the back of the plane. He shouted a greeting to his friend by name, then knocked on the cockpit door to say hello to one of the pilots, who was also an old friend. Several moments later, Kevin was arrested.
So these are people with interesting names. My gut is that the person in the back of the plane's name was I Have a Bomb.
We had a baby, it's a boy.
And the pilot's name was, I'm going to kill a pilot.
Here's what I'll say. Yeah. You're very close.
Very close.
Are you lying?
No.
Something with bomb in it. Is bomb in this?
Or fire.
Answer at all?
No.
Okay.
But you're on the money.
Yeah,
you just have to find out.
He got arrested because he said something you can't say on a plane.
What are the George Carlin's seven things you can't say on a plane?
So one of them is, if you think about it, this word, it's another way for like steal a plane. Grand Theft Plane.
Hi, Jack.
No.
Yep,
he said,
that's what it was.
He said Grand Theft Plane.
One of his friends, the friend in the back of the plane's name was Jack. So he said, hi, Jack.
And then he knocked on the pilot's door. And that's it. There's no other part to this riddle.
There's no other part.
It's just hi, Jack. So the knocking on the pilot thing to say hi to the pilot, that's not a...
That's just something you can't do. So it's fine that he said hi, Jack. It's just that you can't knock on the door to the pilot, the cockpit.
Yeah, that's illegal to do that.
I don't know why they said... Why it was important to say he boarded his flight to Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Seems so weird to put that detail in.
Well,
to be like, he's definitely Middle Eastern.
In Israel, I just saw it because in Israel they say hi and everywhere else they say hello.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, and hello, Jack doesn't mean anything, but in Israel they would never say hello, Jack.
They say hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
What are these cards from, Adel?
From life.
Okay. Why do all of these cards say the White National Party?
I have other groups and interests.
People send me things. People just send me things.
You guys aren't my only friends.
Mr. Kevin and the children in the neighborhood are raking leaves at Mr. Kevin's house. They have 3 piles of leaves in the backyard and 7 piles of leaves in the front yard. When Mr. Kevin and the children put all the piles together, how many piles of leaves will they have?
I know this. They only have one pile.
That's correct. Yeah. One big pile.
Because they put it all in one big pile.
Also, those kids are dead.
That's also part of the riddle. They, when you uncover the...
Mr. Kevin, in my mind, is a pencil-thin mustache.
Let's do a scene where, JPC, you're going to be Mr. Kevin. Okay. And Aaron and I will be the neighborhood children. And you're getting us into raking leaves to eventually murder us and bury us mm-hmm. beneath them.
I have a couple of extra rakes if you want to use the rakes.
Oh, we brought our own from home.
Okay, well, you know, some of these leaves can be very tricky, so if you have to
Mr. Kevin,
get down on your hands and pick them up with your little fingers, then so be it.
Mr. Kevin, you mm-hmm. haven't blinked in a while.
Okay. You're very perceptive, Susie. Hey, can I offer anybody a soapy water?
A what?
Soapy water. It's soapy life water.
I'm good.
I'm okay.
Sure. Can I offer? I have classic Sobe as well. I got Lizard Lava. I got Liz Fuel. I got Lizard Blizzard.
Are you going to unwrap your candy again this year at Halloween?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to unwrap your candy again this year?
I heard you. I was apologizing for unwrapping my candy.
Oh, it's just the way you said I'm sorry. It sounded like you didn't hear us.
No, this year I'm doing Build Your Own Mountain Bars.
Oh.
So I have the accoutrements that could go into a mountain bar, and you select from a toppings bar, sort of like a CC's pizza.
But we don't know what that is.
Okay, no. Sort of like an old country buffet.
No.
Why does everyone in town describe you as the pervert who looks like John Waters?
Well, because I'm a pervert who looks like John Waters. But
is it true you're related to J.P. Riddles?
It's a distant... cousin.
Is it true that your nephew is Kid Riddles?
I'm not going to entertain. Yes, he is my nephew.
You're not going to entertain?
Well,
we're going home.
Well,
now, hold on. I have all these leaves that someone has painstakingly placed on my yard with no trees, and I do need you kids to help rake them up. Hey, does anyone want to wear handcuffs or handcuff themselves to a rake? That's a fun game.
I will, just so I don't lose it.
Yeah, tink.
What's in a mounds bar?
What's in a mounds bar? It's coconut, chocolate, and, you know what? I'm thinking of an Almond Joy.
Mr. Kevin, what if sometimes I feel like a nut?
Is this the Men's Warehouse slogan? I'm not sure what's going on here.
Sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't.
Just so everyone is clear, the reason why they call me a pervert isn't for anything nefarious. I had sex with a horse, but it was my birthday.
Oh, no.
Well, what age were you turning?
What's that?
What age were you turning?
I was turning, 15 or 51? I'll never tell.
I'm sorry?
It was 51. I was turning 51. But the horse was turning 15, and so that's a...
Who did who?
I'm sorry.
Who did who?
Who did who?
Did you not hear him, or are you apologizing?
I wasn't making the noise of an owl. I wasn't saying hooty-who. I'm saying who did who. I want answers.
Darius Rucker was in Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's right.
You guys want to come in and listen to some singles?
Yeah,
hold
what's his new one?
My hand. What's that?
Didn't he have a new one?
His new band?
Cover? Yeah.
Oh, he's got a new solo project.
I'm sorry?
Oh, for listening to that? Or were you apologizing?
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could be a lot louder. Let me get right up in your ear, Susie. What kind of shampoo do you use? Is this Pert? Is this Pert?
It's a living.
Is it
Pert? I think we're going to be in trouble for that one, gang. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
What's in a Mounds bar?
It's a chocolate and coconut.
And is there, like, almonds in it?
That's an Almond Joy. An Almond Joy and a Mounds bar are essentially the same thing, except the Almond Joy has almonds in it.
Okay.
But, like, it's like a coconutty thing with, like, chocolate over it. So it's, like, chocolate encased, coconut encased by chocolate.
Mm.
For my last trick. Pick a card. Jean-Luc Picard. For my last one here, instead of doing a typical Riddy or Puzzy, what I thought to do is something a little different, and this is going to be, I'm going to give you two a bit of a testy. That doesn't work.
I don't like it here.
That doesn't work with
like
the IE.
We
I'm give
did
you a test.
Not think about that ahead of time. Let's just say that. We didn't think about what that would sound like.
Riddy Kitty says...
No, thank you.
So this is going to be the psychopath test. So I'm going to give you 12 questions.
Okay.
You have to answer them honestly. There's an A, B, or C. A is not me. B is this somewhat describes me. And C is this is definitely me.
Gotta ask this right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Is there a consequence if one of us is a psychopath?
Yes, we'll find a new host.
I've taken this many times before. I'm not a psychopath.
So A is not me. B is this somewhat describes me. C is this is definitely me.
Okay, cool.
Let's do this. Are you answering these two, Adel?
No.
Okay.
I refuse to.
Number one is most would describe me as charming and nonchalant. I can turn my charm on and off like a faucet.
Ooh, oh, not boy. Me. A.
I would say B. This somewhat describes me.
We're already in trouble. I do what I want.
Answering for each other.
I do what I want. That's true. I do what I want when I want, the moment the impulse strikes me, regardless of what others want.
A.
Really?
B.
Okay. If something goes wrong or turns out badly, it's not my fault.
A. This is easy.
C.
I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble as an adult.
A. Yeah, I don't think so. I've never gotten in trouble.
I am easily the best at what I do, bar none. Nobody could ever take my place.
Ah, Jesus. C.
A.
I do whatever I feel like doing, and I don't care what others think, even if it's illegal.
Didn't we already do this one?
Yeah, it seems like it's...
Kind of, but it's a different question.
A.
A.
Every person for themselves. I don't see the point in feeling sorry for other people and have no desire to help others.
A.
A.
I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble when I was a teenager. This is different from the adult one.
Yeah, because it's teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up on that.
I got kicked out of my AP English class once.
That's a C.
No, it's not. I got C because I definitely got arrested when I was a kid.
Uh-oh, details.
I was just like killing people, fucking eating their skin.
Oh, yeah.
Drowning raccoons?
No, haven't forgotten. I was a full-grown adult. No, I was arrested for shoplifting when I was 14.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it worth it?
No.
What'd you take?
I took Magic the Gathering cards, and I had stolen them from the same store 3 days
fucking
in a
Christ,
row.
What a nerd.
For sure. But they were expensive, and I had no money. So I had to steal. I had to steal for bread for my family. No, but I got caught because I was like, I had read a bunch of books about pickpocketing and stealing, and like, I was so stupid the way that I got caught.
How'd you get caught?
I mean, I stole from the same store 3 days in a row the exact same way. And on the third day, someone's like, hey, you're stealing. And I'm like, I should go to jail.
Did you go to jail?
No, I got arrested.
You went to prison?
I went to prison because it was a serious crime. I got arrested. I went to the police station, but I didn't go into a cell or anything. I just like stood there and waited and they processed me and kicked me out.
So you lived an entire life before you met me. You didn't start existing when you showed up.
I know that my backwards hat and my no sleeves makes you think I'm a cool teen now, but I'm actually very old.
So I don't care about this test anymore. What I want to do, because JVC is clearly a psychopath. What I want to do is I want to role play. Aaron and I will be your mom and dad.
Oh, good.
You're 14.
Sure.
And I want us to be, I know that this isn't the reality, but just for fun, we're starving. So there's no food, there's no electricity. And I want you to have gone out and stolen some Magic the Gathering cards.
Yes, okay.
Should we be starved for Magic the Gathering?
No, fucking stupid as hell. Just be starving and that's the stakes of this situation.
Oh, it's so cold. Burr.
Gosh, I'm so glad we didn't die today.
Burberry. I'm wearing all my Burberry clothes. I don't want to sell them.
Mother, Potter, should we go inside? Or
did you call me Potter?
Mother and Potter. Yes, this is what me, JPC, calls my parents historically.
Yes, here in Indiana, that's what we call.
You don't know my fucking family, Dad.
I am. Well, son, I wanted to talk to you. Your mom and I, your mutter and me wanted to talk to you that we don't have any food.
I know.
What did you bring home for us today, son?
Did you steal
bread?
Something good?
A warm loaf of bread like in the beginning of Aladdin? No bread has ever looked better than that bread.
Oh, or maybe a single pea like in that Mickey Mouse short where they cut the bean into like 10 thin pieces?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, what's some other fictional food that looks delicious?
Oh, Peter Pan when they have that rainbow slop that they flick at each other?
Yes, my mother who historically...
eats bread even though she has celiac disease, and my father, who's never eaten a fucking vegetable in his life.
We're right here. Why are you talking like that?
Anyway.
No, I brought you something even better than food, mother and father.
Oh, even better than food?
Yes, I brought you...
Money?
No.
To buy food?
Well, very potentially. I mean,
you gotta go back to school, son.
If we play our cards right, it could be money in the future.
Why did you say cards like that?
Because it's a pack of Mirrodin Magic the Gathering cards. No, there could be an Atog in here. An Atog would be worth $20.
Are you trying to say pogs?
No. I know the names of the magic cards.
Are you trying
cards.
To say bread?
No, mother. And you can't eat bread or you'll get violently ill.
Wait. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Open the pack and let's see if there's some bread in there.
Yeah. Okay.
But I want specifically the bread from the beginning of Aladdin.
Okay, a frogmite, an ornithopter, a mirror enforcer, a swamp. That's nothing. Ooh, a dark steel citadel. I need one of these because I have a deck that kind of revolves around this indestructible mechanic.
How did you become like this?
You. You taught me this.
What? No. You and I sat in silence while I put on some Moody Blues and did Steely Dan. And
it was Steely Dan. You taught me this. I got it from you. I stole magic cards because I want to be rich like the rich kids at Cathedral High School.
Wee-oo. Well, son, we're not going to cover for you.
Oh, no. Wee-oo, the ambulance wee-oo. Is coming to take my sick mother away. Scene.
Trip down memory lane, huh?
I don't think that you can be a psychopath just because you got arrested when you were a kid. Well, finish the test.
Do you want to finish the test?
I want to finish the test.
All right.
I feel like I'm doing pretty well at this point. I'm clearly not becoming a psychopath.
There's four more here.
Okay.
I have no problem or concern in lying in order to get what I want.
Maybe when I was younger, B.
Yeah, I mean.
For both of you?
Yeah.
Live in the moment is what I say. The future will take care of itself, and learning from your past is pointless.
Oh, God. A.
C.
Okay. I never feel remorse, shame, or guilt about anything I've said or done.
A.
B.
I don't see the point in taking on responsibilities of any kind. They just weigh you down.
A. How do people like be like, yeah, C.
Yes.
What are my results? Oh, you're definitely a psychopath. You said all the evil things. Is there like a point matrix gradient for this? Okay.
Cool. So JPC, you scored a seven. Aaron, you scored a six.
Oh, wow, Aaron, great.
Which means you both have no psychopathic tendencies.
Nice.
A true psychopath would lie.
No. That's not actually true.
They said if you answer that, that immediately means
a lot of the psychopaths have no shame at all when they're filling this out. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's the true of me. And it's like, it's weird how they don't lie.
At the end of this test, it also says if you scored below a 12, it says congratulations for not being a psychopath today.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
JPC, you had a question that Mike on the psychopath test.
Yes. Okay. So this is one that I took the psychopath test
sure.
on my own. And this is my question for both you. Same scale with A, B, C, A being like not likely, B being very, very likely. Okay. I would very much enjoy killing, eating, and having sex with a member of my immediate family today.
Hmm.
B sometimes.
Hard B.
That's a hard B. It's going to be a hard B for hard me. B.
I got a couple tasty cousins. I chomp, chomp.
Oh, was that the return of Snagglepuss?
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp,
chomp. Chomp,
chomp. Chomp a tasty cousin.
Chomp the leaves.
I'm dying.
Oh. Let's do one more.
I wouldn't need any of my cousins. I love all of my cousins.
Aw.
But if I had to rank them in terms of which would be the most tasty, Steve, Brian, Jessica.
Are those real cousin
those
names?
Those are real cousin names.
I feel like we've heard all about Aaron's family. Now we've done JPC's family.
Oh, Steve, Brian, and Jessica. Those are all Jeff's kids.
I have 1,000 cousins named John.
Do you really?
I have 2 cousins named John and an uncle named John.
What's fucked up is I have a cousin named John. It's like,
weird.
Really? I have like 12 cousins and one of them's name is John. But in my on my mom's side of my family, my older brother's name is Jesse, and the only other person that had a child was my uncle, who had a daughter whose name is Jessica. So the order of our family names went Jessica and then Jesse. It's like super original, my family.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people in my family have the middle name Moriarty. And that we teased them growing up.
Cannot be true.
It's so true because it's my
Arthur
grandmother's
Conan
name.
Doyle?
Name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're on a Riddle podcast now.
Yep. And wow. They we made fun of them when they were younger, and now Daniel and Molly are super smug because they have the coolest middle names ever.
I can't believe anyone ever made fun of Daniel Moriarty Smoot.
Yeah.
My uncle Tysier. Do you guys have uncles Tysier, right?
Yeah. No, we don't at all.
No.
What are you bragging?
There's Yasser, Nasser, Tysier, Sharkbeel. There's a whole
this
slew sound,
this sounds
of
like
Arabs.
An alternate Christmas story with the reindeer.
On Yasser,
yeah,
and Nasser,
on Yasser, Nasser.
And Sharkbeel. boy. And Waleed.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation.
Live clear, Claritin, Claritin,
I live clear with Claritin D. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your
Woo.
Local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see
that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Let's actually go to a new segment we have. This is called Sandy's Corner. We're here with our good friend, Sandy Weiss, also known as Sandor Weiss.
Shandor.
Shandor or Shandor. Yeah. And you're wildly Jewish, correct?
I came up in the wild.
Is Sandor a pretty common Jewish name?
It's a pretty common Hungarian name.
Are you Hungarian?
Yeah. Well, by ancestry, yeah. Okay. And Shandor is a very common name there.
I think there's a Game of Thrones character.
There is.
Shandor.
There is. It's the Hound.
The Hound. Yes, that's right. I couldn't remember.
But I don't think he goes by Shandor. I think it's just Sandor. I don't think it's pronounced on the show, but in the written form, it's my name.
And this was Shandor's Corner.
Great. Thanks. And so we'll be having a lot of interesting people with interesting names coming in and having their own segments.
How many,
So, Sandy, tell us what I know you through.
Ooh, what about the sandbox?
Let's call it the sandbox.
The Sean box.
The Sean box.
We're going to come up with our name for your segment.
Shenandoah. Rain or Sean.
Shanana.
Shanana. We'll call it Sandbox. And Sandy, let us know. I know you from, I mean, you design escape rooms. You do all kinds of stuff.
Escape rooms?
Give us escape rooms.
Okay.
Yeah. The rapper exhibit comes into your room. You drive it.
Pit my escape room.
Yeah. Pit my room.
Yeah. I run a company called the Mystery League, and we typically put on escape room type games for corporate team building. It's like escape rooms, but at a table for a couple hours. But I have actually built also escape rooms.
You did the one, what was the one at the House Theater?
The Last Defender.
Last Defender, which I would put in my top three escape rooms.
Oh,
of
I did
all
that
time.
One.
Thank you.
Well, I just said I did it.
I was thanking Adam. What number is
it's
it?
It's like when people come
you?
Up to me after an improv show and they're like, I saw your show. And I'm like,
No, I loved that one. I wish that I could have done it again.
Well, you're in luck.
Oh, is it coming?
It should be coming back.
That is awesome.
Giving anything away, what was like the theme of it or the vibe of it?
It was like an 80s arcade game. Like you were inside. It was like Mission Control for a nuclear bunker and shit gone wrong. And you got to fix it.
But it's immense. Fun. There's like, I did it and there's like multiple puzzles I never even touched that I could go back and do like differently later. Yeah.
There's no way that any one person saw all the puzzles.
Yeah.
No way.
But there was.
Sandy, I forgot to tell you, we don't curse on this. So you said shit gets real. Is there a way you can rephrase that?
Real things happen.
Good enough.
That's fucking
we'll just
great.
Beep you out.
But go ahead.
Real quick before we start. So Sandy creates a lot of Puzzies and Redos for use on NPR and other platforms. So he came in with some bespoke riddles for us. Before we get started, if people were curious or interested, how can they find out more about the Mystery League?
Right. So mysteryleague.com, you can go on and find out about all the stuff I do professionally. But at Twitter, I make a new puzzle every friggin' day. Friggin'? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's actually better.
Every friggin' weekday. PZLR on Twitter. Cool. And you can engage with all that shit.
Very cool. You said chip. We'll let it slide. Let's get to our first sandbox.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I brought a series of puzzles.
Unfortunate events?
Burned your ass, dude.
A series of puzzles about actresses.
Okay.
The way these work is I'm going to give you a sentence with two blanks consecutively. And in those blanks, you have to put the name of an actress to complete the sentence. Oh. So like if I say, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, please.
Okay. Some of them are going to work a lot better than others. Some are going to be terrible.
Well, so far our track record on this podcast is flawless in terms of 100% of our puzzles are amazing.
Yeah, and we've never messed up a sandbox before. So
for example, if I said the head chef told the line cook to dice less and blank blank.
Laura Linney.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Is it really Laura Linney?
No, it's not at all.
To dice less and something more. Julia Moore.
There you go.
Julianne Fries.
Oh, I was going to say Reese Witherspoon.
Well, see, now you've ruined another one, so I'm going to cross that off.
Oh, no. Nobody say any joke answers.
Was it Julianne Moore?
It was Julianne Moore. Julianne and dicing are cutting techniques.
So. Cherry's Jubilee.
Oh, I'm into this.
The head chef told the line cook to dice less and Julianne Moore.
Got it.
All right. The lazy Scottish hiker was happy to find a beautiful blank blank to his hotel.
Shrek donkey.
Okay, hold on. I love her in that movie.
In the morning when she makes waffles.
Okay, can you say it one more time?
The lazy Scottish hiker was happy to find a beautiful blank blank to his hotel.
It's like a shortcut. But what?
Henry
Ford. Word that would describe some proximity to something that would be beneficial.
Glenn
to
Close.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo. I do want to take some time just to be sensitive and say that I don't appreciate the trope of lazy Scottish hikers.
Right. Well, you knew what I was going for.
Real quick, can we see JPC as a lazy Scottish hiker and Aaron is Glenn Close? Sure. And JPC, you're just trying to make your way to Edinburgh.
Sure, yeah. I'm
going to
make
some haggis.
I'm going to make this accent pretty lazy as well.
You're going to Edinburgh for some haggis and also for the Big Fringe Fest to see Baby Wants Candy.
Mm-hmm.
And you run into Glenn Close.
I'm having a great day walking along the roads here.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt you.
You're that actor.
Yeah, which one?
Oh,
which one?
Boy, oh boy. 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Let's pause real quick. So I'm getting a lot of Transylvania off of you.
For sure.
Scottish.
Scottish.
And you're lazy. Lazy
okay.
Scott.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was Cruella de Vil.
You're Cruella de Vil. Boy.
And I'm not far away from you. I'm...
You're not far away from... Look, I just want to live in my swamp, and I don't want to be bothered. Shut up, donkey.
It's a living.
I think you went back to Transylvania.
Yeah,
very
course,
fast.
Russian, I don't think I ever left.
Russian-Vania.
which is my ancestry, by the way. So I can, I think you probably sense that.
Yeah. I'm feeling a lot of Transylvania in the room.
Right.
Let's get back in that sweet sandbox.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. You guys like sports? Here's a sports one.
Well, you didn't give us a chance to answer. No.
No. Yeah. The answer to that is no.
I don't know. I read the room and I felt sports. Said the sports commentator, quote, "It'll take a Vikings loss, blank, blank, for the Green Bay to make the playoffs." Said the sports commentator, quote, "It'll take a Vikings loss, blank, blank, for Green Bay to make the playoffs."
Now, I know the Vikings are from Minnesota.
Yes.
The Vikings are in the same division as a few other teams.
The NFC North.
Including Green Bay.
So we need, I think, yeah.
What's another word for the Green Bay team?
Packers. Hewlett-Packard.
Hewlett-Packard.
Famous actress Hewlett-Packard.
You're so Glenn Close to this.
Okay.
Parker Posey.
Packer.
Green Bay Packers Posey.
So if it takes a Vikings loss and a...
What's
the opposite of loss?
Yeah, it's
win. Win-Dixie.
So put those words together.
Win-loss. Packer-win.
Packer-win?
You're so close.
Win-Packer. Chanwook Park.
Is this a person?
Packer.
What's a nickname for Packers? Shorter than that.
Pack.
Win-Pack?
The other way.
Pack-win?
Pack-win.
Yes.
Anna Paquin.
Oh, my
such a good
God.
That's outstanding.
These are awesome.
Thank you.
I love these.
True blood.
I'm going to try to... Ruin that sentiment very fast.
Okay.
Here's another one.
Can we, before we move on, can we agree that Parker Posey also works?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay.
We can.
So we all agree.
Guys, I need a win.
I'm a massive fan of hers.
Just like the Packers, I need a win.
Okay. The world traveler liked to de-blank, quote, blank, are the nicest of the Scandinavians. So again, the world traveler liked to de-blank, quote, blank, are the nicest of the Scandinavians.
So decree has to be the full word, right? Like to decree?
Sure. You know that famous actress, Cree Roberts.
Cree.
She was in Pretty Women.
So what is right before the blank? D-E?
D.
Just so the letter D?
No, it's like a prefix to the word.
Like depress or
right.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the right track.
Why is it decree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
One more time
Claire.
With
Claire Danes.
Mm-hmm.
Declare Danes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You did it.
Wow.
I'm doing
Aaron, it. Aaron found the thing that she is best at in this world.
Aaron is crawling across the ceiling.
She's doing the Jamiroquai dance.
She's vomiting peeves soup.
Aaron is doing a dance that no one can see.
She's doing the Six Flags dance. She's shaved her head. She's gotten into a tuxedo. She's aged herself 40 years.
I am obsessed with these. I want to do 1,000 more.
I want
1,000 Julianne more?
Yes.
I want to check in with Aaron. Aaron, when we started this podcast, you admitted that you hated riddles. How do you feel about riddles right now?
I love these. What are these? Whatever these are, I'm very
I need a name for these. I don't have a name for these.
So,
fun.
I'm sad to announce, hey, Riddle, this is our last episode. From this point on, it's just going to be the sandbox.
I have usurped your podcast throne.
Can we do more?
Yes, we can do Julianne more.
Okay. If you ever kill me, I will escape blank. Blank you down like the dog that you are.
My dad.
Correct.
Holly Hunter.
You're close.
I will escape
you're
blank
very
and
close.
Hunt
I'm
you
Helen
down.
Hunt.
I will escape hell and hunt you down.
Bingo, bingo.
All right, here's a related one.
Okay.
Okay.
Related to Helen Hunt.
Yes. Well, it's a twist.
So it's
a twist
Bonnie.
On
the,
Josh Groban.
It's a twist on the last one. Ready? If you ever kill me, I will escape blank, blank to your house and kill you back.
Purgatory... Justice.
Purgatory track.
Could you say that one more time?
If you ever kill me, I will escape blank, blank your house and kill you back.
Jill.
I think it's another Helen.
Hell?
I'll escape Helen, hell and...
Helen...
Rob.
Helen Bonham Carter your house.
Mm-hmm.
I'll escape hell.
Helen Mirror Burn. And
ooh, Helen Mirror?
No, damn.
Helen, is it a Helen?
Is it a Helen? Are we?
It's not a Helen, but it's close.
Ellen.
Helen.
Ellen. Mm-hmm. It's an Ellen.
DeGeneres. Ellen.
The Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen Page. Page to your house. No.
Ellen.
Blank to your house and kill
jog.
You.
Jog. Ellen Jog. Ellen.
It's an older actress who I'm not sure has done much work recently.
Ellen, so there are roles for women over 40.
Well, not much God. Work
no, because
recently.
If she hasn't. Yeah.
I meant to say riddles. There are riddles for women over 40.
Jesus.
Ellen. Oh.
I meant to say the thing that would make it a joke.
She's
not 85. The thing that I
Ellen Barkin.
No. But you're very close.
Alan.
Ellen Burstein.
Alan Arkin.
Burstein your door.
Mm-hmm.
Requiem for a Dream, Ellen Burstein.
Wow.
Ellen Burstein.
Oh, I'm woman so under young. The influence. I'm so, so young. And cool, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, the only movies I've seen is Spider-Man's. So.
Spider-Man's.
I've seen Spider-Man's with Tobey McGarfield.
I don't know who that is.
I know this is going to sound like I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. Can we do 100 more?
I'm going to go home.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more.
Okay.
And then we'll have you back for the next episode or sometime soon.
I got a special one to end this segment. You ready?
Okay.
And then we'll do more next time.
That's what I just said.
It's getting contentious in here. Compromise. We'll do one more. We'll end the segment, and the next time we'll do a couple more.
Is that okay?
I know I'm the minority here, but I think we should do one more.
I'm the minority. I'm the only one who's not fully white.
But I'm the lady.
But I'm Transylvanian. Okay, here we go. In order to promote the next season of 24, this weekend, Fox is blank, blanker's best action film.
Jack Bauer's.
Replay Wilson.
In order to promote the next season of 24, this weekend, Fox is blank blankers best action films.
Alan Alder's.
Screenier.
Blank blankers. This is a female actress still?
Yes.
I'm really bad at these.
To promote the new season of 24.
Madeline Albright.
Fox is blank bankers. Blank? Blankers.
Blank blankers. Cock blockers.
Great movie.
It's just called Blockers. It's just called Blockers. I think they had to drop the...
They had a,
they
had
a picture, extra a picture hard of a rooster. By saying nonsense. My brain is trying to figure this out.
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
This weekend,
let's have complete silence.
I know. Yeah, that podcast.
To promote 24. Remember that TV show 24?
Yeah, with Barely. Jack Bauer.
Aaron, do you remember that? Or are you too young?
Oh, I loved 24. But I watched it on DVD after it came out.
But it was on Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's say there's another season.
Uh-huh.
Fox is going to promote it this weekend by blank blankers best action films.
Showing Kiefer's.
Mm-hmm.
The name sounds like showing Kiefer's.
But it's not Kiefer's because I gave you the ER.
Oh, Keef.
Why are you using your last name?
Yeah. Aaron Keefe.
Aaron
Keefer's.
Oh. Aaron Keefer's.
I'm going to throw up.
Aaron just threw up.
Aaron just threw up.
Oh, my gosh.
She was the answer to
by
the puzzle.
Aaron Kiefer's.
She's shaking right now. This is so glorious.
Excited. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Aaron,
excited.
Have you ever been in a riddle?
No. Oh, my God. My face is...
Can you read the whole sentence to close us out?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember the whole sentence.
For people who aren't in the studio, Aaron didn't respond to me because her eyes were closed.
You could paraphrase
it. So she didn't know
it.
I was talking to her because I was making direct eye contact.
Can you read it?
Okay, you read it, and then Sandy will read it, and then Aaron, I want you to just shout out your own name when we get to that part.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Okay, here we go. In order to promote the next season of 24, this weekend, Fox is...
Aaron Kiefer's
best action films.
And that's the sandbox.
This is the best moment of my life.
Thank you
oh
so
my
much,
gosh,
Sandy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What? That's so exciting. I would like riddles so much more if I was the answer to them.
I didn't do it for these guys either.
We have to keep all that you just said. And of course, we'll end with a listener submitted puzzy. This is from Tristram Draper. Says this is a riddle I came up with a few years ago. So this is one that they created themselves.
Oh, this is an old riddle.
Mr. Case, Mr. Side, and Mr. Time all have the same first name. What is it? Hint, it isn't Kevin. Mr. Case,
how
Mr.
Can that be? Okay. Oh, they're all doctors.
Mr. Case, Mr. Side, and Mr. Time all have the same first name.
Case.
What is it?
Side. Time. Kevin Kaestner.
If I could case side time.
Mr. Case, Mr. Side, and Mr. Time, all of the same first name. And it isn't Kevin.
I also like that they ended the email. I hope you find this clever or interesting. Keep up the amazing show.
Not oh, both, what are the other? What are the other? Okay, Mr. Case.
Mr. Case, Mr. Side, and Mr. Time.
It's a word that goes before.
Yeah.
Yeah, name. A first name.
Cold.
Mister.
Mister. So they're men. We know they're men. So it's a man's name.
Mm-hmm.
So is it what case? Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Case. Nico Time. Nico Side. Fries. Cold fries.
Court.
Fries Case, Fries Side, Fries Time. Court?
Yeah.
No. It's an actual name. It's not like a
Jeff.
Close.
Jof.
It's Jof, like Jof Johns, creator of Green Lantern. He didn't create it.
Jack Case?
Nope.
So
close.
Wait.
It is a J name.
What's, is it John?
Case, Side, and Time.
Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Justin.
Justin Case, Justin Side, and Justin Time.
Justin Side.
Hi, I'm Justin Side.
And Justin Tip.
The name's Side.
That's a Justin really good Side. One.
Yeah, that is good. And well interesting. But it's not interesting.
Would we say that's clever or interesting? Clever?
I would say it's clever, but not interesting.
I think it's both, and I'm going to disappoint him.
Well, I'm at Orfai. You can check me out on the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. You can also check out my podcast Siblings Peculaire, which is a podcast I do with my sister Sadia. Anything you two want to plug?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and plug if you are into actual play podcasts and you want to listen to some role-playing games, go give the Campaign Podcast a try. We just wrapped up our arc, like our four-year arc of a Star Wars campaign, and we're going to be starting a new campaign soon. That's Campaign Podcast. You can find that out on One Shot Network.
Cool. Follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10 or at Wetbus, WETBUS, and you'll find out what shows I'm doing in the city.
Don't forget, we had an in-person meeting where we say, anytime you say follow me, you have to say it like the song.
Follow me.
Nope, not the song. And Aaron, I do want you to sing the Uncle Cracker song that we all talked
Here
about.
Where I go, what I do, and who I know.
You can John also Denver. Follow Hey Riddle Riddle on Twitter at Hey Riddle Riddle. You can email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
Make it part of you to we be have a part.
Facebook account you can join. We also have a Instagram at Hey Riddle Riddle. So
of
check
me.
All those out.
Follow me up and down.
And Aaron, where do men go to get more stupider?
At Jupiter.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith.
That was a HeadGum podcast.